Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.
Nani mano, nani ado, yada ya, hallelujah. We'll sing it one more time, hallelujah. I met a man, so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I met a man so full of light. He came to me and gave me life. Through his word, he made my life full of pleasure, of glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to thank the leadership in church, hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, ma, for this great opportunity. I'm privileged to be here. If you gave me the opportunity, I would run away. But I thank God I'm here. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and just glorify God wherever you are. That as the word of God comes, the engrafted word of God comes, you receive it with the meekness of your heart, that your spirit will contact it. Begin to pray. Lakuze krinta anto kusi pranto kusi kapa. The engrafted word of God. Yes. I receive with the meekness of my heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You see, I sang the song, I met a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin, free from death. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, when you give your heart to Christ, something happened to your spirit. You were transformed. Hallelujah. Now, the life that you live is not your life anymore because you've been bought with a price. And Christ bought that price. Hallelujah. Christ has bought you. So right now, what the life that you're expressing on earth is by the grace of God. Glory to God. So the topic today is grace to multiply. Hallelujah. Say, I have grace. This grace, say it, is at work in me. It's producing results in me, through me. And my word is taking notice of this grace. In Jesus' name. What is grace? I know we've heard the word unlimited favor or merited favor. That is good. But I'm going to talk about grace, how it relates to us moving from one level to the next level. Hallelujah. How, when you know you have the grace of God in your life, how, when you're conscious of that reality, it propels you from one level of grace to the next level. And people tend to see that, you know, extension. People tend to see what's happening around you. Praise God. First of all, grace comes from God. You know, the moment you give your heart to Christ, the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, it says, with the heart the mouth believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The moment you did that, you were transformed. Now, you carry the grace of God everywhere you go. Praise the Lord. God has given that to us freely. His death, burial, and resurrection give that to us freely. Hallelujah. But today I'm going to be emphasizing on the importance of growing our grace. Hallelujah. So when you look into the Bible, you look through the Bible, you find out there are two things. In order for you to be graced of God, there are two things you must possess. One, humility. And second, knowledge of God's word. Hallelujah. So I'd like us to open the Bible to 2 Peter 1:2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Did you see that? He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I love the fact that the multiplication is there. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through what? The knowledge of God's word. So that means when I know God, my grace is multiplied. When I know God, his grace is multiplied upon me. Hallelujah. So what the scripture is saying basically is the significance of knowing God's word. As I know the word of God concerning prayers, the grace of prayer is increased in my life. As I know God concerning finances, the grace of multiplication financially increases. Hallelujah. As I know God's word concerning love and kindness, I tend to exhibit kindness everywhere I go and love. Hallelujah. So as we grow in the things of God, hallelujah, the grace of God is increased. God's grace is increased in our lives. And we, you know, people tend to see that outwardly. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open our Bible to 2 Corinthians 9, 8. Yes, the knowledge of God's word brings grace into our lives. Now, 2 Corinthians 9, 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. So we're going to be coming back to the scripture back to back. Hallelujah. Last week, the minister emphasized on Galatians. Galatians 5, 22-23, where she talked about the fruit of the human spirit. Hallelujah. You know, so when I get wrapped up with God's word, when I consciously and intentionally look into God's word, the grace of God is multiplied in my life. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go to grace through humility. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that you can contact grace. Your grace can be increased when you humble yourself in God. Hallelujah. So let's open our Bibles to 1 Peter 5, 5. 1 Peter 5, 5. Hallelujah. It says, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You see, God helps the proud and gives grace to the humble. So let's open our Bibles to Proverbs 3:34. It says, toward the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he gives what? Favor. So that means I'm going to touch that later on, but since we are seeing it in front of us, it says, towards the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he gives favor. That means three things happening here. He said, when you're humble, he gives you favor. Grace, do you know that grace brings favor into your life? Hallelujah. So when you're humble, I'm going to give us the definition of humility. Hallelujah. So we tend to understand what this, you know, humility is all about. You know, so we can get grace through humility. And the definition of humility here is my total dependency on the word of God. My total surrender to the word of God. Hallelujah. You're giving your all to God's word. It's not when I come and say, hey, good morning, ma. Good morning, sir. That's just cultural thing. Some people might say good morning to you, but in their hearts, they hate you. So what does that say? It says that it means that humility is of the spirit, is of your heart. Hallelujah. It's from your heart. Praise God. So when someone is totally humble is when that person is totally submissive to God's word. Hallelujah. So your submission to God's word means that you what? You're humble. And what happens when you're humble? The grace of God increases. Hallelujah. Your coming to church is humility. Because the Bible says that we should come together and fellowship. You know? What are you doing? You responded to God's word. You're in church today. You're telling God that, God, I can't do it by myself. It's you. And God counts that as being humble. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open James 4:6. We're still talking about humility here. It's very important. It says, but it gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. What does that tell you? If you reject God's word, that means you're proud. And God is saying that, I oppose the proud, and I give grace what? To the humble. Now, when you wake up in the morning, you don't just wake up and go to your phone or your computer. First of all, you just reverence your day to God. What is that? It's humility. True humility is of the spirit. Hallelujah. And it's our total dependency of God's word, total acceptance of God's word, and total practice of God's word. Hallelujah. So God says, when you're humble, I will increase my grace in your life. Hallelujah. So we said two things. Humility and the knowledge of God's word. Hallelujah. Now, I like to really define grace. You know, some people call it unmerited favor. Something that you didn't deserve, but you got it. Right? That's good. That is from a human standpoint. Where you don't have to be involved, but you just see your life. Things happening for you. But what I want to delve into today is you being involved. You, number one, recognizing that you have the grace of God at work in you, being conscious of it, and growing in it. Praise the Lord. So grace here is God's divine influence in a man's heart. You can't touch grace, but you can see it. Last week, the minister said something. He said, what you expose yourself to is what will be seen outside. So it's that divine influence in your heart. If you're exposing yourself to the God's word, it is in your heart by his word and through his spirit. How God does that, I don't know. But he does it. The moment you humble yourself to listen to his word, there's a divine influence in your heart. That's why when I see you doing the things of God, I'm like, wow, the grace of God is working in that brother's life, in that sister's life. When I see you giving for the gospel, when I see you loving, even irrespective of the situation, when I see you joyful, I say the grace of God is working in your life. Because why? It is the divine influence of God in your heart. Hallelujah. Through God's word and his spirit. Praise the Lord. So it is of paramount importance we do two things. Grow ourselves in the word of God and be humble to the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word calls it unmerited favor. Yes, you didn't really merit it, but it came. But at this point, you're consciously growing in the things of God. Let's say, for example, you look into your life and you discover that you have this talent. There's something that God has given to us. Maybe you're this person that is kind, you know. When people come around you, they're always bubbling. They're always full of encouragement when they're around you. That is a grace. That's a gift that God has given to you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, grow in it. Discover it, grow in it. That's why when you give more kindness, more love, you express it, the Spirit of God increases that. Hallelujah. Irrespective of what's going around you, whether people hurt you or do something bad to you, that love is there, that kindness is there. You show it. Because why? Grace. Glory to God. That is gotten through what? Humility and through God's word. And you being conscious of it. You know, the previous meeting, the man of God taught us about consciousness. consciousness of God's word, of who you are in Christ Jesus, is a game changer. Praise the Lord. Let me give you an example. I was going for a project and I didn't look the part because I had dirty clothes because I was coming from a project. So in this particular project, they had a lot of people. If you see them, they dressed very, very well, you know. So when I got there, I wanted to be like, these people, will I lose this job? But that consciousness came. I said, no, I'm a child of God. I'm different. I'm unique. It is beyond what I'm wearing. It is inside. That's why I said, grace is a divine influence in your heart that is reflected outwardly. Praise the Lord. So when I got there, guess what? They didn't see my clothes. They saw what is inside. That divine influence that can only be gotten through God's word and by the Spirit of God. Even when they chose me, the people around there, came from Harvard and stuff like that. They were surprised. Why did he choose this guy? Brothers and sisters, we are different. We are unique. We are unique species. Praise the Lord. The moment you begin to understand God's word concerning you, and you carry it with you. If you've been my friend for a while and we pray together, you hear me say this word, I carry the divine presence of God everywhere I go. That is consciousness. I know that I cannot be disadvantaged because why? Grace is at work. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to talk about what we can get as a result of grace. Praise the Lord. Or the result of grace. Number one, grace makes you attractive. The moment you discover God's word, the moment you begin to grow, expose yourself, to the things of God, you become attractive. This doesn't mean that people won't hate you, but you just find that the right people are just coming to you. Praise the Lord. So God will separate you from the general class and bring the right people to you. So as you're walking, you say, God, I carry your grace. You are conscious of it. You understand? That boldness is there. The man of God was telling us how you can actually go out in your carriage. People will know that there's something going on here. You can say, I have $1 billion. They'll believe you because it's there. It's the influence of your heart. The way it's reflected outside. Praise the Lord. So, remember I said, we are talking about what we need to do to grow in grace. God's word and humility. And I said, humility is a total acceptance, total application, total dependency on God's word. That God, I can't do it by myself, through your word. And as you, soak yourself into the things of God, the grace of God increases in your life. As you discover what God has given to you, and you express it, you act it, you start seeing results in your life. Praise the Lord. I said, grace brings what? Makes you attractive. Glory to God. I'd like us to open our Bibles to 2 Timothy 2:1. When Paul was talking to Timothy, he said, stand strong. He said, take advantage of the grace of God. Sometimes we might be faced with dire situation. The Bible is saying that you should stand strong. Take advantage of the grace that you have. One, that was gotten through Jesus Christ. That you understand that it is not by your strength, it's not by your power, but by God's grace. You take advantage. And with that, we win in all situations. We win. Glory to God. One of the things I learned from the man of God here, he's so bold. Glory to God. Sometimes challenges might happen. He would just tell him, Oscar, just chill. Everything will go. And there was a time I asked him, I said, Why is it that nothing shakes you? That is what I'm talking about here. Being conscious of who you are in God's word. Not being perturbed by the, situations out there. But being confident of who you are in Christ Jesus. Who God is to you and what he has called you to do on earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You find out that I'm still talking about attractiveness now. The Bible says in open this, it said Ecclesiastes 9:11. Please open it. It said, again, I saw under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happen to them all. Oh, glory to God. Do you know what the scripture is saying? That the grace of God carries you and places you at a particular point in time where favor is waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter the degrees you have. Just grow in the things of God. Just have this knowledge in you. Just have this consciousness in you. And by having those things, being humble, grace of God separates you. You always find yourself at the right place. A place, places of opportunities. Hallelujah. Grace of God just, it takes you, envelops you, carries you everywhere you go. Maybe they're trying to fire somebody from work or fire staffs. The grace of God singles you out. And people be like, you fired everybody, but you didn't fire the sister. My brothers and sisters, that grace is working. Praise God. It singles us. Praise the Lord. Okay. Another benefit of grace is a beautifier. Praise the Lord. Like I said, grace is the divine influence in your heart. That influence in your heart, there's beauty in it as you grow in God's word. I would like to talk about love, kindness, because we live in a crazy world today where people don't care about anything. But yet, the beauty of love is radiating through your spirit every day. The beauty of kindness, charity, the beauty of you, you know, being involved in another person's life the right way. The grace beautifies you. While people are, you know, going south, you're going north. When they're going astray, you're going in the right way. Because why? That beauty is radiating inside of your being. Hallelujah. Through divine influence, via the word of God and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So it beautifies you. You're always shining. You're always making progress. Irrespective of what is going around you, that beauty is seen. They just love you. If you're doing business, people just want to do business with you. You don't know what is attracting that is the grace. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says we should grow in it. I like to read this scripture because praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Peter 3:18. I was supposed to read that, but you know, he says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Okay. The importance of growing in grace. Hallelujah. Grace brings us favor. Praise the Lord. Grace brings us favor. What other people are toiling to get, you just find that you are favored. Why? Because you're a child of God. That grace is working inside of you. Because it's working inside of you, it's expressed outside. Just imagine you going out. You know, the last meeting with the man of God, he said something about, I think Ephesians 1. Oh, God. Well, the scripture is, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Right? In other words, this plain life, that when we go up, we levitate. We begin to, we stand as champions, as victors. Because why? The cares of this world, they become smaller to us. That means God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So when you function in grace, you're always in that heavenly places, where situation will just be so small to you. People will be wondering, guy, you're supposed to be crying or, you know, worried. But why? Because you know who you are. You're just operating from that realm. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:30, right? Please put Ephesians 1:30 so that we can get our scriptures. Where it says, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in every places. Ephesians 1:3, I believe so. Hallelujah. Praise God. Grace bringing favor into my life. Into my life. That means when people are struggling, I can't find myself struggling. When people are going through challenges, yes, challenges are there. But even if I face the same challenge, I see them as bread. Because why? You know, the grace of God is working in me. It's turning every situation around. Hallelujah, for my good. Say, the grace of God is turning every situation around for my good. The grace of God brings favor. Now, the grace of God brings joy. You know, some people are so moody, they would even tell you, bro, I'm worried. I'm really worried. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Romans 14:17, it says, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy also is a thing, is the fruit of the human spirit. Is in one of my lyrics, in one of my songs. The fruit of the human spirit, it is independent of your circumstances. So how do you remain joyful, consistently remain joyful? It's to be filled with God's spirit, full of God's word. Be conscious of who you carry. Hallelujah. You become joyful. The devil is just confused. How can I get this sister? Though they fired her, though she lost this baby or lost one thing or the other, but she's still joyful. That is grace. That joy that is expressed even in your lowest of lowest. You're just joyful. People say, why are you so confident about what is going? You should be crying. The devil is like, I want to, you really kill this guy. But the guy is saying that, I'm a child of God. I will know where I'm going to. The Bible said the step of the just is like the sunrise that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. The Bible says all things work together for good to those that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So I ask myself, do I love God? Yes. Therefore, this situation is turning around for my good. Hallelujah. It's working together for my good, no matter what. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, the Bible calls it the joy unspeakable is my strength. And that confuses the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Grace makes you liberal. Have you seen some people that they can easily release something? They can give things. They can actually... They're not selfish. They're selfless. That's grace. If you discover that you are that kind of person that you want to help people, you want to really be involved in people's lives positively, that's great. The Bible says we should grow in it. Hallelujah. You see those people that they love God. They want to give. They want to be part of what God is doing. I know the man of God is so modest, and there's a way he talks about finances, because I've been privileged to know him. He has integrity when it comes to money. But the way I was raised, they will tell you, hey, if you don't pay your tithes, praise the Lord. You see that brother that, or that sister, she just wants to come to church to do something. She wants to help somebody. She calls, are you going through this issue? Can I be part of it? And it's not like the person has that thing, but it's just in them. Glory to God. Such kind of person will always have, because they have somebody in their mind to help. Glory to God. They are liberal. They are free. They can easily give things out. You don't force them to be involved in the things of God. You know, the gospel is free, but it's not cheap. Hallelujah. The gospel is free, but it's not cheap. There are things that, you know, go on behind closed doors, you know, that involve finances. So you want to step up and say, hey, I'm going to be part of it. I'm going to be part of it. Because why? I love God. That's it. Whether you like it or not, the principle is there. He that gives must receive. But the focus is, I love God. Those people, they just do things because they love God. They bless that brother, that sister, because why? They see God in them. Hallelujah. They don't bless the sister because I want to gain something from them, or I want them to pay me in return. They're just free from their spirit to help. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And finally, you know, with the grace of God in your life, you see gifts. Identify the gift of God in your life. For me, I was able to identify singing. I always tell my friends that, I don't know, this is my voice, you know? But when I discovered that anytime I slept, or maybe I fellowship with God, or just want to worship God, it drops melodies in my heart, like new songs every day. And I said, God, what should I do? Because it's two ways. God is giving you grace. He said you should grow in it. Now, God wants to use that grace that is working in your life to affect your world positively. Hallelujah. God is a great business God. Hallelujah. He wants to actually reap something from what he has given to you. So that music, I say, you know what? I'm going to do something and just put out there to bless people. And trust me, miracles, diverse testimonies, through those things. So yours might be, you know what you have. You know the grace that God has given to you. You know the gift that God has given to you. Will you grow in it? Praise the Lord. You know, some people, they can make money. They can easily make money. They know how to turn $1 to $10. That is grace. So what do? You grow in the things of God and understand how to move from this grace to the next grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't be like that person that will make money and, you know, from the person from 0 to 100 and from 100 to 0, there's always a way to stay at bay and keep moving. I was speaking to the man of God at some point. I said, I've given myself a goal that, hey, I don't want to give this type of offering anymore. We were just talking. I don't want to do this particular thing anymore. Okay, let's say, for example, I gave $20. The next week, I don't want to give $20. I want to move to from 20 to 50. That is my personal goal. I am not looking at anybody, because I know, I've seen that, okay, God has given me the grace to give $1. That means if God has given me the grace to give $1, I can give $10. And guess what? As you do it, you just see things happening, doors of opportunities everywhere. You know, I'm like, okay, I want to send people to school. I want to go to those, homeless places where I could actually help. I want to teach people. I want to do this. So I'm like, okay, I set goals. I pray, I grow in the things of God. I grow, I humble myself to understand God's word concerning that. And guess what? In his infinite mercy and power, how he does it, he does it. Glory to God. I found out that I started sending one child to school. Now it's 10 kids. The Bible says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Only God can do it. Brothers and sisters, can you humble yourself? Can you give your heart to God? Can you totally depend on God's word? That, God, I want to know you like never before, because it's in knowing you that your grace is increased in my life. I want to be conscious of who you are to me, and I want to live that life. Glory to God. And as you do, you see your life change, your life transformed. It doesn't matter what you're going through. And one last thing, not really part of my notes, but I've learned that growing up, I've been privileged to be, you know, in places where I got to understand that grace is transferable. You can contact it. Do you know that your blessing is around your neighborhood? It's around your neighborhood. You're looking for a child, and that lady, you know, her stomach, she's pregnant, right? So what do you do? Instead of castigating that lady or saying negative stuff about a lady, or you're looking for a lady, you just go there and connect. It's transferable. Hallelujah. There's some things that I want to do, and I see the man of God doing it. I'm like, oh God, what should I do? I know how to do this. I connect from it. It's transferable. Hallelujah. You see that ministry growing, you like, wow, how do they do it? How, you just connect to that ministry.
Why? Because there's something that you are seeing, and that grace is transferable. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this song, we're going to sing it like never before. As we sing it, let's just worship God and thank God for today's meeting, that every words that I've received into my spirit will not fall to the ground, but it will produce in me what it talks about, in the name of Jesus. Woo! I have a man so full of grace. He gave to me and he made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. I have a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. I have a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. I have a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. I have a man so full of light. He came to me and gave me light. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. Two more time. Hallelujah. I have a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. I have a man so full of grace. He came to me and gave me grace. He made my life so free from sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.